我们下午的崇拜聚会所要讲的道理是继续早上的题目。
This afternoon's topic for mutual encouragement, it will be a continuation of what we have talked about this morning.
良莠不齐。
That is to be mixed with good and evil.
也就是说善恶呢一直混杂在一起。
It means to say that the evil and the good both exist, coexist.
这是根据主耶稣所说的撒网的比喻来讲这个道理。
In accordance to the parable of the net that has been set by Jesus, I'm trying to refer this to what I'm going to say.
请看马太福音13:49-50。
Please turn to Book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 47.
马太福音13:49-50。
Excuse me, it's Matthew chapter 13, verse 49 to 51.
世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来，从义人中把恶人分别出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。主耶稣在这边提到世界的末了。
Jesus talk about the end of the age over here.
好像这个比喻呢，就是在大患难之后才能够应验。
It seems that this parable may only come true after the great tribulations.
其实呢，圣经有很多道理呢，都是要重叠来解释。
As a matter of fact, the Bible often have to be explained through a series of statements that has been made in the Scripture.
否则的话呢，永远解不开。
Otherwise, there's no way of finding out. There's no clues to it.
像主耶稣的比喻。
Take for instance the parables of Jesus,
还有圣经先知的预言,
and also the prophecies of the prophets.
有一些被列为奥秘的道理,
some of them are regarded as a mystery.
必须要重叠解释,
and they have to be explained by juxtaposing both incidences together.
好像有一些事情呢。历史重演啊。
Take for instance some of the reoccurrence of history.
所以启示录的一些预言，如果你不把它重叠解释呢，解不开。
If you don't try to take the past examples into explaining what has been written in the book of Revelation, then you will never be able to understand it.
如果你单纯的以时间次序这样一直来看，永远不会明白的。
And so thus, if you try to understand the whole instances through a chronological order, you'll never understand it either.
那么有关这个撒网的比喻呢，也是要重叠解释。
And it's the same as to this parable of the net. We have to use past examples to explain this.
那么主耶稣所说的这个天国的福音要撒在这个大海里面。
And Jesus said that this gospel shall be let down into the sea.
早上有提到呢，就是在网中的鱼跟器具中的鱼，还有呢，这个网已经满了。
And this morning I've spoken about the net having fish in it, and also some of the fish that has been discarded, and also the net that has been filled with fish.
那么这些内容都要用重叠的解释呢，才能够呢，解读开。
And this parable has to be explained through the elaboration of some of their instances in order to be understood.
比如说这个网满了，就是恩典的如期已经结束，如果单纯指这一方面呢，就解不开。
Take for instance the net is full, meaning that the age of blessing has come to an end.
所以呢，撒网有阶段性的，一段一段的。
And the process of letting down the net, there are different phases to it.
那么对整个撒网的工作来说呢，有一天呢，就是这个网完全满了，也就是说恩典的日期已经结束了。
And as to the work of letting down the net, shall come to an end, which means to say that the days of grace, shall end one day.
这就是49节，世界的末了已经进入了。
And this is what has been said in verse 49, that this is how it will be at the end of the age.
那么天使的工作呢，就是在这里来执行的。
And the angels will come and carry out their work at this point.
其实呢，天使的工作也有重叠的工作。
As a matter of fact, angels' work may be repetitive at times.
不是单单在这里呢，分别善恶人永远的决定性的分别，不是单单这种工作。
The angels are not only here to separate the good from wicked over here.
也就是说，天使的工作我们在从事这个撒网的工作的时候呢，他也是参与在里面。
In the process of letting down the net, angels will be with us to do some work.
那我们有这种概念以后呢，就很容易了解主耶稣所说的比喻。
And once you have this concept, it's quite simple to understand what Jesus said.
那先来提到这个天使的工作呢，就是一开始有撒网的工作，他就参与了。
First of all, I would like to re-emphasize that the angels is in presence when the time we let down the net.
也就是说，从主耶稣呢这个完成救恩的工作开始，一直到结束呢，天使都参与在里面的。
That means to say that right from the point where Jesus began his ministry till the end of it, angels has been in presence.
主耶稣要降生的时候，在这之前呢，天使忙得要命。
Right before Jesus was born into this world, angels were very busy to carry out works.
跑到玛利亚那边去告诉他，还要又跑到旷野，真的非常忙碌啊。
They went to Mary to inform her about Jesus, and also went to the wilderness.
那现在呢，我们这些神的儿子在推行撒网的工作也是一样的。
And as the Son of God that we are propelling forward for the gospel, and angels are together with us as well.
但是我们都看不见。
However, we cannot see them.
好在有圣经告诉我们。
And it's good that we have the scripture to remind us.
我们请看希伯来书第一章十四节。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 4.
希伯来书第一章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 4.
天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？天使是服役的灵。
It says, so he became as much superior to angel as the same at the name he has inherited in superior to theirs.
我们人有人的灵。
And angels have their spirit, so do men.
那么我们人的灵呢？我们人后来就成为神的儿女。
As the spirit of man became a son of God someday.
所以天使就奉差遣为我们来服役的。
Angels are for us, are working for us.
如果了解到这个阶段的时候，你会觉得你真的很幸福，很珍贵。
And once you know this, then you realize that we are quite fortunate.
那将要承受救恩的人开始就有天使为他们来服役。
For those who are qualified to inherit the heavenly blessing, they will have angel in presence with them.
同样，听到耶稣的福音，有的人的状况非常艰难，要去克服这一条信耶稣的道路，真是不容易啊。
There are people who have to overcome a bunch of difficulties right before they come to Jesus.
那像这种人呢？天使经常在他的身旁为他效力，来帮忙他。
And as to this kind of member, God will send angels to be with them, especially.
所以在我们教会里面，有的人他的信仰历程真是很艰难的。
Therefore, some of the examples that we have in the church, where people have to experience a whole lot of difficulties right before they come to Jesus.
在第三者看起来是不可能的。但是因为呢，有天使来协助他，还是成为可能。
Oftentimes we find that this person might not be even near possible to become a Christian, but however, we could see that he has come to believe in the Lord at the end.
那么我们做些参与渔夫的工作、撒网的工作也是一样的。
As a fisherman who's letting down the net, just like us.
所以天使的工作。不是单主的最后那一段，从一开始就有。
angels are not only to carry out work at the last stage, however, they carry out their work since the beginning.
那这个要必须有属灵的眼光啊，才能够看出来。
With a spiritual sight, that you are able to see it.
当一个人在忧愁烦恼很多的时候呢，他心灵就盲目，就看不出做。
When a person is sorrowful, when a person is sad, he will never see the effect of it.
当他的呢属灵的眼光呢一明亮呢，就可以去发现。
And once a person's sight has been enlightened by the Spirit, that he is able to see all.
好像当年以利沙的门徒啊一样的。
Just like the disciples of Prophet Elisha in the past.
当他的属灵的眼光呢？啊、还不明亮的时候，他觉得四围的这个患难呢，啊、非常浓厚。
When the disciples' spiritual sight has not been kindled, they will find that they can only see darkness around them.
经过他的老师为他带导以后呢，他属灵的眼光明亮啊，就发觉有天军天马来保护他们。
And after the teacher prayed for them, they were able to be enlightened, so they are able to see the grace of God.
所以我们今天进入在主耶稣恩典里面的人，真的有福气。
And for those of us who are in the grace of God today, we are the fortunate ones.
网中里面的鱼有的不太好啊，但是天使也是会帮忙他的。
There may be fish in the net which is considered bad, but angels will help them as well.
但是除了天使以外呢？在恶的灵里面，就是撒旦，是破坏性的。
Other than angel, the opposite force, which opposing force, which is the evil spirit, is just going against us.
那么这种属灵的征战呢，我们看不出来。
And the spiritual warfare is not something that we can visualize.
但是呢，在网中的鱼，经常。会遭遇到这种属灵方面的情形。
But you do observe that the fish in the net have to often go through difficulties and trials.
但是天使呢，就是一直的奉神的差遣呢，为我们来服役的。
And angels has been sent by God all the time to work for him.
我们再看马太十八章第十节。
Please continue reading Matthew chapter 18 verse 10.
马太福音十八章十节
Matthew chapter 18 verse 10
你们要小心不可轻看做小助理的一个我告诉你们他们的属者在天上常见我天父的面主耶稣在这边说要小心、
Jesus said that we must look out
为什么要这么形容
Why should he have said that?
如果我们不小心，有时候就是真的很糊涂啊。
When we're not cautious, we just being ignorant.
在主里面的一个助微小的，也有天使来为他服役。
Even the little ones in Christ, there will be angels working for them.
他们的天使，他们的使者。
They have their own, own angels at work.
也可以说是我们的使者。
And I should say that it is the ambassador for every one of us.
经常两边跑，你这边跑，神那边跑，两边跑，他经常见天父的面。
The ambassador of God may be running back and forth, but he is with us after all.
把你的需要去告诉天父。
Let Father know all of your needs and weaknesses.
有时候因为你的需要呢，啊，跟你的信心。有关系，所以就被这一层黑云遮住。要不是天使把你带上去，你的消息呢就达不到。
At times you might have certain needs, but because you have been darkened, your sight has been darkened, and you have to have angels to enlighten you once again.
同样的，我们的亏欠，我们的缺点，他也会带上去告诉主耶稣的。
And as well as any of our shortcomings that will be made known to God as well.
如果我们了解到这么深刻呢，我们为人就会越来越忠诚，越实在，不会虚伪啊。
And if this is our understanding, then we will become a more and more honest person.
因为呢，我们没有办法啊，对天使把它遮盖起来，没有办法。
Because there is no way we can put off angels.
那么天使这种服役一直到我们离开世界为止。
Angels will protect us till the point where we die.
请看路加福音十六章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 16.
22节。
Verse 22.
路加福音十六章二十二节。
Luke chapter 16 verse 22.
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。主耶稣在这边有提到一个财主跟拉撒路。
This is a passage talking about the rich man and Lazarus.
这两个人的生活状况呢是很强烈的对比啊。
These two, they live a totally, entirely different kind of life.
一个好的非常好，一个苦的非常苦。
They're both just extremes. One to be the most low, the other is the most highest.
这个拉撒路一生当中很狼狈。
And Lazarus lived quite an embarrassing life.
但是他结束人生以后，天使把他带到他的祖先的怀里。
However, after he passed away, he has been carried to the Abraham site.
那这个财主也不是不好。
And the rich man is not that bad at all.
但是他忽略了信仰。
But because he neglected his faith.
那天使就不带他上到他祖先那边了。
Angels did not bring him to his ancestor.
有人解释啊，说这个世界的人呢，分为两大类。
And some people trying to explain this that this is just like the people of this world that can be divided into two groups.
一种呢，就是在基督里面。
One kind is of Christianity.
那他离世的时候呢，天使就会把他带去。
And when a Christian passes away.The angels will bring him to our Heavenly Father.
那么一种在罪恶当中属恶者的，就是撒旦把他带去的。
And for those who practice evil will be brought by the evil spirit to the devil.
这种解释可以做参考，可以接受，可以去接受它，但是呢，不一定完全对。
This kind of explanation can be acceptable at a certain point, but it's not entirely right.
那么有关主耶稣提到这个撒网的比喻啊。
Also another point about the parable of the net.
从一开始呢就有这种分别的工作。
Right at the beginning, you could see that the work of separation.
就是好坏分别啊。
That is separation between the good and the wicked.
那么这些渔夫呢，分别的工作不很标准。
And even though the fishermen it was trying to carry out the work of separation, however, they could not do a perfect job.
所以到最后还要天使再过滤最后的分别。
Eventually, the angels will be the one who do the separation.
所以还没有到天使最后的分别呢。诸前的分别呢，都不是绝对性的。
Until the time when angels do the separation work, any other separation efforts made before that may not be the final consequence.
这就是说真正的施法信主呢，是由属灵的天主来执行。
It means to say that the work is only accountable by angels' effort.
但是人常常越权替天使来做这些事情，从语言当中来表达出来。
Often we find men overtaking the work of angels by putting words of judgment on others.
这种人以后会觉得很不好意思。
And people who does prejudgments will be ashamed in the last days.
所以分别跟审判这是两回事的。
Separation and judgment are two totally different issues.
也就是说，渔夫的工作呢，没有审判的这种权利。
What I'm trying to say is the work of fishermen does not include the work of judgment.
真正的分别到最后呢，这种是属于审判的工作呢，是由属灵方面的天使奉神的命令来执行的。
The work of judging is a spiritual one, which will be carried out by the angels.
那么这些渔夫呢，就是永远属于宣告性的工作。
And fishermen can only be the one who announcing, what's to come.
这是撒网应当有的职分。
That is the work of letting down the land.
所以天使呢，一方面也会在这个工作上参与在里面。
And not only angel will participate in the work.
我们请看耶拿书第三章。
Please turn to Jonah chapter 3.
第二节第三节。
Verse
2 and 3. 耶拿书第三章第二节。
Jonah chapter 3 verse 2.
旧约圣经一千零八十四页中文的哈。
It's the book after Amos and before Micah.
第三章第二节第三节。
Jonah chapter 3 verse 2.
你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。耶拿便照耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去。这里记载有一个先知叫耶拿。
It says here there's aprophet called Jonah.
神差遣他到尼尼微城去传福音。
God has sent him to the city of Nineveh to proclaim his gospel.
他因为有民族观念很强。
He has very strong sense for his own ethnicity.
所以第一次他不去。
First time around, he refused to go.
他认为这个大城市的人应该灭亡。
He thought that this great city of Nineveh should be destructed.
那么经过一段折腾的这个时间以后，
And after a long time of toil,
神的话第二次临到他，要他去。
And when God instructed him the second time,
要他去做宣告的工作。
To instruct him to go to proclaim the message.
不是执行审判的工作。
It is not to be there, to go there to be a judge.
但是这个先知还是不了解。
But Jonah still couldn't understand.
我们请看第四节。
Let's go on with verse 4.
做尼尼微是极大的城，有三天的路程。耶拿进城走了一天，宣告说，再等四十天，尼尼微必倾覆。耶拿进入这个城走了一天啊。
And after Jonah has traveled for a day into the city of Nineveh,
宣告灭亡。
And he proclaimed the forthcoming destruction of the city.
这种传福音的方式是最差劲的啊。
This is the worst kind of method of preaching the gospel.
但是我们的信徒也有像这一种的。
But we do have believers who do likewise.
主宣告灭亡。
They only tell you about destructions.
他说再等四十天，你们这个城必定灭亡。
He said 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned.
这是神告诉他的话。
Of course, this is said by the Lord.
但是神真正要注定他们灭亡吗？不是的。
But does God really want to destruct them?It's not necessary so.
他一宣告一天啊，就产生了很大的效果。
He was only preaching for the first day, then he claimed that Nineveh will be overturned.
从第五节到第九节这一段的记录啊。
And from what we're going to read from verse 5 to 9.
第五节说，尼尼微人信乎神，便宣告禁食。
It says here the Ninevites believe God. They declare a fast.
从王一直到一个小老百姓。
Right from the king till someone who's just a civilian.
甚至所有家里的牲畜都宣告禁食啊。
And even those flocks at home have to go through fasting.
都要穿麻衣啊。
They have to put on sackcloth.
表示有这种悔改的态度。
To show that they have the gesture of regret, repentance.
你想想看，要做这种工作不是那么容易啊。
And you could see that such a work is not an easy task to do.
尤其呢，做些牲畜，你要它啊，身披麻衣啊，不出东西啊，它会呱呱叫的。
And how are you supposed to calm the flock, and also to put them on the sackcloth and hold them down?
这一座城里面的百姓呢，要完全听从王的话，也不那么容易的。
And it's also difficult for everyone in the nation to listen to the decree of the king.
结果呢，王一下令啊，大家都顺服。
And when the king gave the decree, everyone submitted to it.
结果神的决定改变了。
God changed his mind.
但是呢，先知很不谅解。
But prophet Jonah just couldn't take that.
因为他是宣告的是必定要灭亡。
Because he said at the beginning that the city will be overturned.
结果因为神查看他们的行为，他们的改变呢？神就赦免他们。
And just because God has observed their repentance, God has forgiven them.
但是第四章第一节啊，耶拿很不高兴。
At chapter 4, verse 1, that it says Jonah was very angry.
我们有些信徒跟耶拿很像。
Many people are just like Jonah today.
就是不了解神的这种爱的伟大。
They don't understand the immenseness of the love of God.
主顾自己的面子，自己的荣耀。
And they only care about their own reputation.
因为他去传的内容是神告诉他。
Because what he has preached is something that has been told by God.
那等于呢他所传的后来，因为神后悔了，不降灾于这个城，等于他所传的不实在啊。
And just because God has changed his mind and did not do according to what he has preached.
所以他觉得呢，他很虚伪，他也觉得他没有面子。
Then he felt that he was a hypocrite and he felt that he has lost his face.
但是这种工作只有他跟神的关系，他要怪谁？只有怪神啊。
But this work is only between Jonah and God. So who is to blame? God. Only.
那么耶拿不高兴，神呢，就是用小小的东西给他开导开导，让他渐渐去明白。
So just because Jonah didn't understand the whole process, so God let him know bit by bit.
当然，这当中呢，天使的工作啊，就是也是在进行，都是默默的在工作的。
And in between, angel has been at work all the time.
只是我们人不知道而已。
It's just that as man, we don't see it.
那后来呢？神告诉挪亚，耶拿。
Later on, God told Jonah.
请看第四章十一节。
Please read chapter 4, verse 11.
何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左所右所的有12万多人。并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？尼尼微城除了大人以外
，other than the adults in the city of Nineveh，
根据统计，小孩不懂事的小孩就有12万多啊。
And according to their survey, there are more than 20,000 people who cannot tell their right from their left. This is referring to the children.
还有很多牲畜啊，不像人那么聪明。
And there are also many cattle who are not as smart as human.
如果把整座城都毁灭掉啊，那这些人是冤枉的。
And if God were to destruct the whole city, then these people there's no justification for their destruction.
那神也成为残忍的神。
And God will be a God of cruelty.
但是耶拿呢，他所了解的就是威严的一面，不了解恩慈的一面。
And Jonah at first only understood the seriousness of God's destruction.
神经常恩威并用。
And he you couldn't understand the fact that God has mercy and love at the same time. And many of times God treat us either the hardware and the software together.
这就是我们很难去了解的地方。
This is just something very hard for us to understand at times.
只知道恩典, 不知道威严, 只知道威严, 不知道恩典,
if we know only the mercy of and love of God on one hand and don't understand justness of God on the other, that's not good enough.
所以天使还没有执行最后的工作之前,
and before angels were to carry out the final work,
我们要不断地配合呢, 啊, 神所要推行的救赎的工作,
and we must continue our ministry of preaching the gospel.
不要, 啊, 去执行, 做先, 决定性的, 分别, 决定性的工作, 不要做这个,
and we shouldn't jump the queue just by doing the work of proclaiming the destruction.
所以有些教会的行政工作呢，变这样都有争议性的。 不能说，你一说呢就违背，但等到时机成熟就会了解。
And sometimes we try to avoid our discussion from those controversial issues. However, those will be clarified at the end.
所以我们现在呢很重要的就是配合这种主耶稣所说的撒网的工作呢。 要认真去做,
and what we should do now, the most important work of all, is to let down the net.
请看哥林多后书第六章,
please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章第一节第二节,
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2.
我们与神同工的也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典第二节,
verse 2.
因为他说在耶纳的时候我应允了你, 在拯救的日子我拯救了你。看啊，现在正是耶纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。与神同工的我们还有天使。
And angel is together with us working for God.
在神耶纳就是在撒这个天国福音的网的时候呢，我们要认真去做。
Therefore, when it's time for us to let down the net, we should try our best to do.
因为呢，这种拯救的日子还没有结束啊。
Because this day of salvation has not ended yet.
所以天使的工作呢，也有参与在里面的。
And angels is working hand in hand with us.
我们再看希伯来书第二章三节四节。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 2,
三节四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
希伯来书 第二章三节四节,
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3 and 4.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢? 这救恩起先是主亲自讲的, 后来是天见的人给我们证实了, 第四节,
verse 4.
神又按自己的旨意用神机骑士和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。神的救恩不要忽略。
We should not ignore the salvation of God.
已经得到的人,不要忽略他,要去珍惜他。
For those who have salvation already, you must treasure it.
不只要去珍惜,还要继续的去推广。
Not only to treasure it, we must proclaim it to others.
这个对我们来说都非常重要。
These are very important to every one of us.
为了要让我们不灰心啊,
And God has testified Himself by all signs, wonders, and various miracles just to give us assurance.
那神迹奇事异能,我们有的人信耶稣信一辈子都没有体会过。
There are people who may have believed in the Lord all their life, but they have never seen signs, miracles, and wonders.
但是圣灵的恩赐就很普遍。
But the blessings of the Holy Spirit are quite commonly experienced.
并不是每样要具备才能做。
It doesn't it's not important whether you have experienced everything.
有一样具备呢，你就不可以怀疑了。
As long as one of them that you have experienced is more than enough for you to believe.
但是我们往往不满足，要全部具备。
But often you find yourself trying to experience all things because we're not content.
这个有时候神呢啊就会为我们伤心啊。
God is always sad for us just because we're like that.
我们不要忽略救恩啊。
We should not ignore salvation.
这个是向外推广。
It is to we have to preach our.
那不要忽略救恩，有向内的灵修工作。
And in the issue of ignoring salvation, it means to say that we should do something about what's in the word as well.
请看彼得前书第四章七节到九节。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 9.
彼得前书第四章七节到九节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 to 9.
万物的节期近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。第九节
，Verse 9，
你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要按所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。这一段圣经提到我们个人的灵修，还有团体管理教会的啊，这些工作。
This passage you just read mentioned about our personal spiritual cultivation and also our work as a group.
我们有这样去努力的话呢，啊，就没有忽略救恩了。
If we try our very best, then we have never ignored salvation.
真正行义的人才被列为是义人。
For those who are truly righteous are considered as the righteous.
那么最后天使要做这种分别的工作呢，我们就是属于义人了。
At the end, then we'll be categorized as the righteous when the angel tries to separate us.
那么有关主耶稣所说的这个比喻呢，我们需要参考启示录里面所记载。
In order to speak about the parable of Jesus, we need to take a look at the Revelation.
启示录里面呢，有提到天使拿这个镰刀收割的时候呢，有两种。
And in the book of Revelation, it did mention that the farmer using a knife to do a harvest, and there are two kinds of scenario.
就是天使在执行这种啊分别的工作哈。
It meant to say that when angels was doing the work of separation.
主耶稣在说这个撒网比喻中的天使呢，他是从义人中要找出恶人出来。
And the angel's work is to separate the good from evil.
这个义人的团体呢，永远保持的啊良莠不齐呀。
And this group of righteous people may have some wicked people in it.
那么到最后分别的恶人，这个可能是非常坏的了，可能就是。非常不好的恶人。
And there might be the worst in the group of evil people.
我相信神呢会以长来补短呐。
I'm sure the Lord will try to compensate the bad with the good.
因为人呢总是很软弱，有缺点也有优点。
Because as man, we're weak and there are always shortcomings.
如果优点多于缺点。难道神不接纳你吗？一定会的。
And if your virtues is more than your shortcomings, I'm sure God will accept you for sure.
如果你呢优点只有十分之一，那其他九点都是坏的缺点，那真的就很难过关。
And maybe you only have 10% of virtues, but 90% of shortcomings, then it's difficult for God to accept you.
所以在启示录里面所预言的。大患难的后半期哦。
In the book of Revelation, it speak about the very end, last stage of the end time.
拿到镰刀的天使就要来分别呀。
The angels with the knife will come to separate.
请看启示录十四章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 14.
十七节十到十九节。
Verse 17 to 19.
启示录十四章十七节到十九节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 17 to 19.
又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。十八节。
verse 18.
又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄管活的，向那都快镰刀的大声喊着说：“伸出你的快镰刀来，收起地上的葡萄树的果子，因为葡萄熟透了。”这里记载呢，有两位天使。
It says here there are two different angels.
一位呢是拿着快镰刀，
one with a sharp sickle.
一位呢是发出声音说要怎么说的。
The other only do the job with a loud voice.
那这个大声喊的天使说，说你要收起地上葡萄树的果子。
And the angel with a loud voice said that you must gather the clusters of grape from the earth.
因为葡萄已经熟了。Because
the grapes are ripe.
熟透了。It's
ripe.
但是呢，这种葡萄是酸葡萄，不好的葡萄。But
this kind of grapes are sour. They are not good grapes.
是野葡萄的。They
are of wild.
我们请看以赛亚书五。 第五章四节五节。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 5 verse 4 and 5.
以赛亚书第五章四节五节。
Book of Isaiah chapter 5 verse 4 and 5.
我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？ 我指的结好葡萄，什么倒结了野葡萄？ 现在我告诉您，我要向我葡萄园怎样行。 我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭；拆毁墙檐，使它被践踏。葡萄园里面的也有不好的葡萄。
There are the bad grapes in the vineyard.
就简单说，就是野葡萄啊，不听管教的。
In a simple token, it means that those grapes who do not listen in.
所以，义人的团体里面呢，还是有。
In a group of righteous people, there are always people who are wicked.
这个拿着快镰刀的这个天使就是要割掉这些呀。
And this angel with a sharp sickle is supposed to weed away those.
就是属于不好的。
They are of evil.
但是另外一个天使拿着快镰刀。And
the other angel also have a sharp sickle.
他所要收的是好的。
But what he is supposed to do is to collect together the good ones.
请看启示录十四章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章十五节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 15.
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了。” 地上的庄稼已经熟透了。这里记载一个拿快镰刀的这个天使。It
talk about an angel with a sharp sickle.
那从殿中出来那位天使又大声喊着说。And
then another angel came out of temple and called in a loud voice.
他现在要收割的就是熟透的庄稼。And
he is supposed to gather a ripe harvest.
就收好年了。That
is to collect all the good ones.
所以在大患难的最后半期，天使要分别的工作就是做两类，好的跟不好的。At
the very last stage of the end days, there will be a work of angels to separate the good from wicked.
我们再参考马可福音第四章。
Please also read Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章二十九节。
Mark chapter 4 verse 29.
谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。这个五谷属于好的呢，镰刀要去割下来。
For those good grain will be harvested by the sickle.
所以呢。 那个拿快镰刀的天使呢，也有收好的，也有收不好的。And
the angels both are with sickles, but one is supposed to gather the good ones, the other to gather the bad ones.
再参看马太福音十三章。
Please also read Matthew chapter